Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The meditation this morning comes from the 9th chapter of the Gospel of St. Luke as we see our Lord feeding the 5,000. We read from the Psalm, the Sons of Korah, Psalm 42, as it reads, "As the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants for my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they continue to say to me, where is your God?" In this psalm, the Psalm of the Sons of Korah, we hear about a deer that pants for flowing water brooks, for the water that flows, as his soul, which is sometimes translated as throat, as you look at either it's in the Septuagint or in the Hebrew, pants for you, for God, for my living God. He thirsts, he desires. By the very nature of our creation, we have a certain desire for God, a God that provides for us and sustains our life. Our desire is that of the garden. In many cases, we seek a certain sense of sustainability in the life in which God has given us. This might explain why we see many religions throughout the world, or why we hear, let's say, it's from St. Augustine, the beginning of his Confessions, where he says, "A soul will never rest until it rests within the hands of God." In some way, we find that all of creation moans for those things from God, from a God who will provide for them both in now and forevermore. But yet, after the fall into sin, God almost appears as a failure in this life in which we live. There is hunger, starvation, loneliness, depression, loss of satisfaction, suffering, and even death as we view this life from below. The ironies of King Solomon and Ecclesiastes ring very true in a view of a life which is lived in vanity as we view it simply as we see the things from around us and even within our own lives. Thus, they ask the psalmist, as we read in the psalm, "Where is your God?" "My tears have been my food day and night," he says, "while they continue to say to me, where is your God?" Has God failed us, or have we failed God? The hunger in which we feel may be evident of the lost communion that we have with God, like a man living apart from his wife whom he loves and desires her company to be with him. Our Lord, within the reading today, feeds the 5,000. It is evident that God has not left his people, but continues to provide for their hunger, as we see not the disciples, who could not feed the hunger of its people, but as we see our Lord today as he goes and gives enough bread and fish to feed the company of people that were there. But if in this reading all we see here is a simple miracle that feeds the gluttony of the people, that is simply their hunger, then this is a matter of sin. For by this standard, we may fall into a certain sense of pride. A God is my God simply because he feeds me and feeds my stomach for self-satisfaction, for me. And we have a God that would ultimately also fail at the world's standards, because even if we are able to feed the world that is hungry, we will all eventually would die as we view it from below. The feeding of the 5,000 is not merely an event that our Lord heals our stomach from its own hunger, but directs us to the greater miracle in the greater meal, envisioned in the sacrament of the altar. The pattern here is like at the end of St. Luke in the Gospel. After our Lord's death and resurrection, we see men who are walking on the pathway to Emmaus, not knowing that they're walking with the Lord, do not recognize him, and talking about the events that have taken place. But then once there was the breaking of the bread, they realized who they were with. That is, they recognized Christ, the man whom they'd been with, again, that they did not recognize before. Before the reading of Luke today, we find Herod and others wondering who this Christ is, who this Jesus is. Then they have the meal of bread and fish. Then Peter then makes confession of who this Christ is, the Son of the living God. And then our Lord sets within the context as he predicts his own death and resurrection. Therefore, the setting of the context within the gospel today quickly falls into place, that this is not any simple miracle of our Lord who is presenting something to fill our stomachs, as it shows that he is God and simply showing a miracle, but yet this miracle depicts something which is very centered to the God who provides for our life now and forevermore, as it quickly directs us to the idea of meal or supper, that is God who provides for all our needs for body and life. The feeding therefore prefigures the Lord's Supper. If the Lord's Supper were simply to provide for our own physical hunger, we'd probably go up again and again and again to the Lord's Supper, because you only receive a little of Christ's body and a little of Christ's blood as we go to the Lord's Supper. And of course, that was a problem in the day and in the times of in Corinth, where people would go to the Lord's Supper simply to feed their gut. But it is here that there's greater satisfaction at the Lord's Supper that comes from God and his communal relationship with us. And it is here where God provides us a certain nourishment, not only for our soul, but also for our body, as we confess the resurrection of the body and the life of the world to come. It is here where God promises us the forgiveness of sins, where there is life and salvation. It is here where we say that there is no more hunger, thirst, starvation, loneliness, and the like, but true communion in the garden of our Lord. So the child's prayer combines this provision from God for both now and forevermore, as many children pray. Be thy children, God, most holy, comfort sinners poor and lowly. O thou bread of life from heaven, bless the food thou here hast given, as these gifts the body nourish. May our souls and graces flourish, till with saints in heavenly splendor, at thy feast do thanks we render. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God which passes understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.